with Nikki and DeMello in the morning. That's all I need in my life. More music and more fun. Nikki and DeMello when you wake up.
97.3 Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello.
Good morning. A smoky old morning again. Yeah.
Prescribed burns along the Swan Coastal Plain and Perth Hills and smaller private property burns in the area, they say. Mid-morning, they reckon that should clear up.
Yeah. Been a smoky all weekend, really. I think it was Saturday. It was really bad in the afternoon.
I didn't notice. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, I definitely noticed really it this morning. Woke up, went, somebody has been cooking.
Cooking, okay. Someone's burnt toast in wood in our kitchen.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Interesting news. Woolworths finally announced a high-tech, well, they say high-tech, but they're going a bit tech-happy to try and clamp down on abuse aimed at employees, like over toilet paper, for example. The cameras, body cameras, police-style body cameras for some of their senior supervisors. That's what they're going for.
Oh, my God.
They'll have the ability to turn them on and off should they see an incident developing.
Right.
It's a three-month trial being implemented in 11 stores across the country, New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland, SA and here.
Okay.
Not sure which stores.
Well, didn't they have security cameras in their stores anyway?
I think they do. I don't think they don't know if they run audio though. So I imagine, and I don't know how close up they get for lots of stuff too. So yeah. Okay. Anyway, I mean, it can't hurt, can it?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure it hasn't done much to reduce incidents involving American law enforcement.
No,
but we're not quite there yet, are we? I mean, I don't think aisle 5 at Woolies is quite the same as downtown LA.
No, not yet.
Not yet, but you know, hey, just wait for another lockdown, I suppose. So now, look. A horrible weekend on our roads. We lost two teens in a tragic accident near Busselton and a 14-year-old died in that motocross event near Esperance. So look,
very sad.
It's very sad. I guess it's going to be a very tough week for a lot of West Aussies. And yeah, I guess we should just all hug our kids and hug each other and just...
Be careful on the roads, please.
Yeah. Now, some good news out of it. Coast Factor finally crowned a winner.
Yes, we did on Saturday.
Congratulations to Paris. How good was the Kulini Arts Centre in Kwinana? It was a great spot.
Beautiful spot. So Paris was our winner. Well done once again. She's got $1,000 to spend at Mandra Forum, our recording package with Chop Street Music.
I know, it's the great promotional, you know, kind of boost that comes with that.
Yeah,
too.
Awesome.
And an amazing effort done by all, and thank you to everybody that got involved.
Yep.
David Templeman.
Yep.
And all the crew our that judges. Got down there too. So, yes, we can expect to see big things from the Coast Factor people from here on.
But it is an exciting day today. Today the borders are open with New Zealand.
The bubble begins.
Inside the bubble right now.
I'm forever blowing bubbles.
So some very happy people out there making their way across the ditch or vice versa
to see
family today.
That's right. So nice work. Congrats. And make the most of it before it shuts.
And don't lick any doorknobs while you're over there.
Or people. Never,
or people.
Never lick people.
Unless they say
that's
it's
a t-shirt.
Okay.
Don't lick people or doorknobs. It's 10 past 6. Can doorknobs give consent? Is that what you're saying?
No, I meant the people, okay, but right. I mean, you can ask the doorknobs if it replies.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Right, first off, school's back either today or tomorrow. I guess there'd be plenty that'd be doing the kind of student free days today. But yes, school is back this week for sure. And therefore, 40 k's an hour in school zones.
Yes.
Just remember.
Don't forget.
Now, Earth Day is Thursday, but all this week we're encouraged to make changes to benefit the planet that we live on. So you can, you know, be making plans to save energy or recycle or leave less waste or lots of stuff like that.
Yep.
Get ideas at earthday.org.
Nice.
And there's really only one other thing to talk about today. It's National Garlic Day.
Right.
Okay.
Not what anyone was expecting, I don't think, but
no,
there you go.
I know. But that's what I'm all about. Coming at you from left field, you know. Yeah. Can I just share some facts?
Sure.
Some garlic facts.
Go for it.
All right. Garlic and onions, toxic to cats and dogs. So if you're making things for them, you don't need to give it that zoom. Garlic used to be called Russian penicillin and was given to soldiers in World War II.
Really?
And garlic can thin the blood in a similar way to aspirin. So it can do lots of good things for you.
It also keeps away vampires.
Well, I was just thinking, for all of our vampire friends, probably best you lay low today. All right. MasterChef is back on 10 tonight and also via 10 Play on demand. And here to give us a taste, I think it's fair to say, the suavest of the judges. And one of the UK's finest chefs who now calls Australia home, Jock Zonfrillo. Hello.
Welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Well. Now, MasterChef is back this year. Best food ever. Best cooks ever is what you're promising. Do you deliver?
Yeah.
Of course I deliver. Listen, I'm not a person that promises the world and delivers an atlas. I'm telling you. It's happening. Right.
I mean, we saw amazing talent out of the kids, so yeah. We can only imagine that it's up a couple of gears.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, the circumstance of 2021 is that there were a lot of people in 2020 who were almost, you know, forced to take a little stock take on the lives, on the career, on the dreams and passions.
Yep.
And I think what we've seen was a lot of people, you know, really sort of wanting to make a change in their life and follow the dream, which was food. And so the applications to get into MasterChef were huge, first of all.
Wow.
Secondly, we're looking at people who, you know, have had, you know, quite a career already in something else on the way into the kitchen. So, you know, landscape architects for almost 10 years, lawyers, doctors, there's a boilermaker in there. They come into the MasterChef kitchen pumped. They want to win.
Mm.
They want a career in food. They're like, you know, little sponges that just want to soak up as much knowledge as possible so they can get the best possible start in food.
You're right. It sounds definitely motivated because they've already kind of had a taste of other things, but also, I guess, coming in as kind of well-rounded humans too.
Exactly. And you know, what comes with that, I think, is a high level of emotion as well, because the highly charged and emotional individuals who are extremely passionate, and you can't help but get swept up in that, particularly where you're in the kitchen itself.
Nigella, Heston, lots of big names involved this year.
Yeah, that's right. Yotam Ossolinghi as well. Claire Smith, she recently just won a third Michelin star over in the UK.
Wow.
In her restaurant Core. So some great talent from overseas, but also some amazing chefs from our home of Australia, of course. Obviously, like any year, there's still challenges around COVID and flying and whatever. So our international guests joined us via amazing satellite link. Didn't have any delay. So,
really?
You know, Nigella was life-size in the kitchen, standing next to us, albeit on a screen, but she was able to interact and talk to the contestants as if she was actually there. So that made a huge difference, I've got to say. Technology wins. Brilliant.
Impressive.
You're a busy man. You've got a biography coming out soon. Can you tell us about that?
I do. I think it's coming out in August. I'm questioning that. I'm pretty sure it's coming out in August. So, look, that was, it was hard. I think revisiting, you know, some of the unsavory parts of your life and being forced to sort of write them down on a bit of paper, for me anyway, was really tough. And it took my mind back to dark places and things that, you know, I guess I'm ashamed of and, you know, I think it was just tough. It's something that you're not forced to do very often, obviously, is write a book. So, yeah, I find it quite difficult.
Well, I can't wait to read it.
Make for an interesting read, because I have read of you, it sounds like you've had yourself
quite a
well-rounded journey yourself to get to this point.
I've definitely had a colourful life. And, you know, look, like I say, there's some dark bits in there, and there are also some funny bits, you know what I mean, from kicking Madonna's dog to you know, stealing cars as a kid. You know, I think it's just, there's some, it's an interesting read, that's for sure.
We'll look out
Fantastic.
For the book for sure,
yeah.
And in the more immediate future, MasterChef is back 7:30 tonight on 10. Jock, great to chat.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.
Are you ready to make some life changes?
All right, let's do it.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life.
Okay.
So I found a story from a UK news site where a life coach and a hypnotherapist teamed up to come up with 7 things to do before 7 a.m. each day.
Before 7 a.m.
That's right.
Okay.
Drink a glass of water first off.
All right.
That's starting achievable. I can do that.
Yep.
Read.
Read. Okay.
I don't know. Does Facebook count?
Yeah.
Actually, when I think about it, I get in here and scour news sites for things to share. So, I mean, there you go. That's 2 out of 2.
A bit of reading.
Exercise.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, we could all do more of that.
Yep.
Sing in the shower. I don't think my family or neighbours would appreciate that if I did.
A bit early.
at any stage, particularly in the mornings. Meditate? Sure.
That's a lot to do before 7.
Before 7. Set goals, they say.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, I guess that's just like write a to-do list. I have a list of things I need to do today. There you go. And smile. Sure. I don't normally before 7, not as a rule, but if I'm honest, I could probably work that in.
Give it a go. I mean, it's probably more achievable for us because we get up early, but what if you get up 6:30? Half an hour, you've got to jam it all in.
It's a lot to do.
It's a lot to do in half an hour.
I guess my point here is that I'm already well on the way with most of those things. So essentially, I guess I've started my transition into becoming a life coach. That's what's happened here.
Right, I'll be expecting Facebook messages from you very soon then.
You know what I'm working on? A cookbook full of inspirational quotes. What do you reckon?
Things like,
you ready? Chase your bliss, but never run upstairs in thongs.
And that's a cookbook.
Well, I'll put that, I'll sandwich that amongst cook things.
Cook
recipes.
Things. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you're well on your way.
Yeah, so. Yeah. How about, it never hurts to be thrifty unless you're talking about toilet paper.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And as the bubble expands, live from Auckland with entertainment news, Nikki Parkinson.
Hi, Royish, thank you. Amy Shark has a new self-titled song out from her upcoming album, Cry Forever.
Sorry, who does a self-titled song?
I don't know. Amy Shark does, so it's called Amy Shark.
Of course.
She announced the release with this statement. This song is my story. It's track 13 because, in a way, this album closes so many chapters for me. I'm not mad, but I remember everything, and some people just weren't there when I needed them. And unfortunately, it's just too late to start giving a about me now.
Sorry, why is it track 13?
It's the end of the album, so the 13 tracks are the last one.
Okay, I understand.
So this is the song Amy Shark.
And I still lose it every now and then in an interview or a photo shoot. I could be halfway through a show and it all comes creeping in. And I've sacrificed all my friends, birthdays, weddings, everything. And it's heartbreaking, but this is my dream. And I did it all without a phone call or a Christmas card. You have no heart. This is my way of saying don't start.
So, uplifting stuff.
Yeah, well, apparently it's about her dad. Fans think it is about him because she tweeted back in 2017, haven't heard from my father in 15 years until now. It must suck knowing your daughter got all this way on her very own. Now beat it, I'm busy. Amy Shark's new album, Cry Forever, is out on April 30. Justin Bieber is set to make a cameo appearance in the Friends reunion. Biebs has reportedly been convinced by the show's producers to wear Ross Geller's famous Sputnik potato costume for the an upcoming episode. We still haven't got a date on when it's going to return, but it is going to be on HBO Max. The company that brought us lullaby version songs from Metallica, Foo Fighters and more have announced a new collection featuring songs from the king of shock rock, Alice Cooper.
Okay.
Twinkle Twinkle Little Rockstars lullaby versions of Alice Cooper feature gentler versions of his hits like School's Out, No More Mr. Nice Guy and Poison. I love this company.
They're great.
How good is it?
I could totally go to sleep with that.
And Taylor Swift's re-recorded album Fearless has broken a Beatles record, becoming the star's third top of the UK charts in less than 12 months.
Wow.
So Folklore was number one, then Evermore in the same year, and now Fearless has hit number one. That's 259 days. She's had three number one albums within, smashing the Fab Four's 364 days record that had stood for over 54 years.
Just stop achieving.
Just
please.
Stop just it. Overachievers. We don't like them.
Bad. Bag it off.
Nikki and Zamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.